Top kick back here at KB Wood Arena in Stevens Point, the home of the second-ranked UWSP men's hockey team in the Division III hockey country. But tonight it's the Spash Panthers who are putting the hurting on the Lumberjacks here. They lead it 7-0, running clock here in the third period. As we begin, Ian Corbett still in net for the Lumberjacks. Spash will send it into the zone again behind the east net. Battle for it there. Hermansky tries to clear it out. It slides to the faceoff. Out. There's a shot that goes wide to the corner. Lumberjacks looking to clear it out, and they do. Andrew Dale will get it out. He'll give chase. And it's going to be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. East Hockey brought to you in part by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Also by the Hearing House, 3530 Stewart Avenue in Wausau. Make your house a hearing house. Faceoff coming in the east defensive zone. And it's grabbed by Romanski. Sends it behind his own net. Trevor Holcomb. And the puck comes out of the zone. Penalty coming against Stevens Point. It's going to be a cross check, or actually a checking from high. They're going to get Spash on the checking from high. That was right out in front of everybody. An easy one to see. And Dylan Mintz will go to the box for checking from behind. It'll be a 2-10. They tighten up the rule on that checking from behind. Normally that might have been called a cross-check or interference. But now, anytime you get hit from behind at all, that wasn't against the boards. It was in open ice. And so it's a checking from behind, and the Lumberjacks will have a foul play here. Gabe McGinnity will take the face-off for East out there with Romanski, Pascula, Krasowski, and Ben Feck. Comes behind the Spash net. Stevens Point able to grab it and send it out of the zone. Run down by Feck. He'll retreat and look to set it up. Long pass ahead. Goes off the skate of Pascula and into the zone, but that allows Spash to run it down again. They try to send it out. Romanski holds the zone for East. Sit down low. Now back out on top to Sam. Sam winds up. Fakes, gives it to Pascula. He looks, shoots. Oh, right through the crease of the corner. Nobody else could get a stick on it. Spash able to clear it out. Romanski wins the race to the puck. Turns. Now nearly gets it taken away. Now he'll skate it behind his own net. Being pressured, he leaves it for Gabe McGinnity. McGinnity gets it around pressure and gets the pass ahead. Back forgot the puck, though, as he skated into the zone. Spash will grab it again. Turn over into the zone. Feck will shoot. Oh, that went high and off the shoulder of Sikleman to the corner. He's controlled it out to Pascula. He shoots it at the net. That deflects off the stick and goes wide. Out in the corners. East has it. Right to cycle it down low. Comes out to the point. Romanski holds it in. Now McGinnity has it pump checked away. And Spash able to clear it. They've got a 2-on-1 shorthanded. Here they come. Beck skates back. Got a man. Here's a shot. Corbett the same on that. The rebound, though, grabbed by Stevens Point. In front, and it is going to be a goal. Nobody got a body on the man in front who picked up the rebound. He was able to stand in front of Corbett for it seems like forever and was able to stick handle a couple of times before he backhands it in. And it's 8-0, Stevens Point. Lumberjacks are a demoralized group right now. They give up a shorthanded goal, a bad shorthanded goal, on a rebound. Lumberjacks face off at center ice, and they grab it. Knuckles will carry it in, centering fast. Andrew Dale shoots, and I think Sippelman got a piece of that. East controls it up to the point. One timer, Jack Knuckles, that block comes out to the point ahead again. Knuckles can't hold it in his own this time. Now McGinnity will backhand it in, and the penalty is over. Spash back to full strength. In the zone with it, and here comes Stevens Point. Catching East the partial chance. There's a shot, and that's blocked. Austin Brumman out there for a shift, blocked that one. Up behind the net. Spash with it. Poke check to the corner. Grabbed by Andrew Dale. He's going to get it out for East cross ice fast. Grabbed by Nick Devorney. Devorney will skate it back into his own zone. Trondheim to Brumman. Brumman, whoops. It's the pass to Cummings. Cummings will carry it out. Cross ice pass. He's got 10 sacks. Sack will carry it in. He's got DeBorty with him. And a shot in, and the Sicklehead covers it before there's a rebound. And DeBorty can't get a stick on it as Sicklehead covers it up. Puck continues to move. Running time. 13:09 to play. 8-0. Stevens Point. No rush for Lumberjacks. They get a day off the ball, but then right back at it Saturday night up in Monaco against Lakeland. Non-conference game, and then Monday return to action with a makeup game against Wisconsin Rapids at Marathon Park. We'll have both of those games for you right here. It'll be interesting to see how they bounce back from this shellacking. In the zone with it, centering pass by Stephen Martell. Martell's a freshman getting some time here. Pass able to clear the zone, and they carry it in. Hope checked away to the corner, set behind the east set again. Now East breaks it up. Martell can't handle it. Pass goes off his stick. Pass sends it back the other way. They'll dump it in deep. Max Fiskula tries to get over there. Lumberjacks giving some time to some of the reserves that don't normally see a lot of time. And why not at this point? I thought we might see backup goaltender Austin Jensen. But not yet. Battles out of the corner for the puck. Smash has it. A couple of Lumberjacks try to dig it out of there. And now Martellus to clear. Can comes up to the point. It's in front. And it pops up and over the shoulder of Corbin up and in. Once again, it was a rebound, and he couldn't clear it. And the shot pops up and over the shoulder of Corbin and in, and it's 9-0. And the route continues. .11:48 to play. 9-0, Stevens Point. Scoreboard shows 17-0 right now. Not quite to that extreme just yet. Faceoff coming at center ice. They're waiting for the scoreboard to get cleared up. Now they've got it right. It's 9-0. Faceoff at center ice. Landon Dino will take the draw. Bash will win it. Back to their defenseman. Gabe McGinnity will not get into the zone for a moment. Now Spash comes out of there with it. They've got a man carrying it in. Reverses direction. Down in the corner. They get it down low. Centering pass comes off the side of the net. Cleared to the corner by the Lumberjacks. And off the near board. Cycled down deep by Stevens Point. Romanski pins it up against the boards. Spash comes out of there with it. Big check laid out by Landon Dino. Now Andrew Dino looks to get it out and does cross ice. Trevor Holcomb gets over there, sends it ahead to McGinnity for a moment. Now it's grabbed by the Spanish defenseman. They long pass ahead and will backhand it into the zone. Down into the corner, McGinnity will run it down there, send it hard around the boards. He can't clear it though, held in nicely by Terry Greenwood. Spanish with it, knocked down into the corner, flies behind the east end. Landon Dano will send it around, and Andrew Dano will look to pick it up and clear it. Can he get it out? Yes, he will. Fast tries to send it back in. Romanski cross-ice pass, too far for McGinnity. East will look to get a partial change here. Now they'll change up the rest. Fast looks to attack during the change. Long pass too far, and Romanski will run it down for East. He's being pressured, though, sends it off the boards to Cummings. Now they Fast able to hold it into the far boards. They send it back to the blue line, held in, now taken out, and now East has a breakaway. Carrying it ahead, Nick DeBorty. DeBorty looks, shoots it, couldn't get it on the backhand, lost the handle on it. Goes behind the net. One stick handle too many, and now Spanish is going to get a block and a breakaway back the other way. Back on defense was Jack Knuckles. There's a shot, the rebound cleared away by Knuckles. Corbett made the initial save, but the rebound was out in front. Now Austin Cummings sends the long pass ahead. That's too far. That'll be an icing call against the Lumberjacks. Nick DeBorty got a breakaway. Sickleman stayed out of the ice and waited, and DeBorty made the extra stick handle on the backhand and then locked the handle on it to the backboard. Lock continues to move. Running time here, 9:28 to play. 9-0, Stevens Point. Don't forget a triple header of basketball tomorrow night. Everest and West and girls and boys hoops to start. That will be followed by the East boys against Merrill. Sash wins the throw on Corbin. Got a piece of his gloves. He ducks. He was a little shell-shocked back there tonight. He's seen a lot of rubber so far this season. There's a rebound, and this time he's able to gobble up the rebound on the high, hard shot by Jared Hucky. A 9-0 game doesn't do much for your goals against average, that's for sure. 33 shots on goal tonight for Stevens Point to 8 for the Lumberjacks. There's a hard shot put over the top of the net by Spash. Comes all the way out to the opposite blue line. Stevens Point holds it in. From the blue line again, Prasowski able to clear that one out for East. Spash quickly looks to attack again. They send it into the zone. Schumacher trying to clear it. Now he grabs it and looks to get it ahead. Long pass too far for Cravens. That's going to be an icicle man came out of that to play it. And so they wave off the icing. Stickleman, long pass ahead. Landon Dale fanned on it. Now it is cleared out of the zone. Grabbed by Cravens. Cravens avoids pressure, has to carry it back into his own zone. Now sends a long, hard pass ahead. It's going to be too far. Only whether he can go on that. And he holds his own. Centering pass goes off the skate of the official. Now comes out to the blue line. The schooler will flip it off the glass down into the corner. Centering pass out to the point. The schooler shoots. Blocked by Smash. They went down and got that one. And he's going to skate on. That doesn't feel too good. I think he got that right off the ankle. He was probably going to get a change. Blocking a shot in hockey, man. That's the toughest thing to do. It's always going down and knowing it's going to hurt. He'd be able to clear the zone and get it to Andrew Dano. Dano will carry that 2-on-1. Dano shoots. Sickleman the save, and there's no rebound. Clock continues to move. 7:13 to play here in the third. 9-0 Stevens Point. The hockey brought to you tonight by the Bone and Joint Center, comprehensive orthopedic podiatry, spine, and sports medicine care. With clinics in Wausau, Medford, and Merrill, or visit them online at bonejoint.net. Faceoff comes all the way out of the zone to center ice, where it's run down by Piscula, Nick Piscula. Sends the pass ahead. They wave off icing. Puck comes to the corner. Battle for it along the near boards. Bash comes out of there with it, sends it around the boards, and held in by Nick Piscula. The point defenseman grab it again. Andrew Bailey in there gets knocked down as he sends it behind the Spash net. And now the defenseman can't handle it. Here comes Spash with a 2-on-1. Into the zone they go. East gets back on defense for a moment. There's a shot that didn't get through. Points of the corner. Centering pass goes off the leg of one of the Lumberjacks. That's Max Piscula out there now. Spash holding the zone for a minute. He's looking to clear. Can't get it out. Blue line shot. Deflects down into the corner. Battle for it there. Smash has it. Walks it to the face-off down. Dot fans on a shot. He's able to clear the zone. Diving attempt by Feck. Keeps it alive. Now DeVorty gets a stick on it. But it's poked away from him. Smash comes back the other way. Trying to catch East in a change. Romanski stopped that shot. It went behind the net. Battle for it there. Nick the school has to take it away. Now Sam Romanski jumps on a loose puck. Reverses direction. Looks. Sends it off the boards. Nick DeVorney with it. DeVorney needs to get it out. Take it away. They don't clear the zone again. Held in by Stevens Point. Now a shot thrown in. That goes wide. Puck still loose. Now it's grabbed by Romanski. He's able to clear it out as we go down near 5 minutes to play. Pass ahead is grabbed by Krasowski. We're going to get a whistle. It's going to be a penalty against the Lumberjacks. Nick Piscula is going to go to the box for a cross-check. So Smash will have a foul play here with 4:59 to play. It is 2-0 after the first period. That second goal scored late in the first period. So it was a pretty competitive game, even though Smash spent most of the first period in the East offensive zone, or East defensive zone, putting a lot of pressure on the Lumberjacks. The score was manageable, but then it got out of hand quickly in the second period. When they put five on the board. He wins his face-off. There's a shot that goes wide. Comes out to the point. They get a pass down low. Backhand shot. That goes wide again. That will run the boards, and he's able to clear it the length of the ice. Bash has to run it down and regroup, and they do. Here they come. East being aggressive here on the forecheck, shorthanded. Now Spash carries it in. They get a pass centering pass. That's put away nicely by Jack Neffel to the corner. Romanski will grab it there, send it all the way around the boards and out the length of the ice. Bash needs to chase it down. And they get the pass ahead. Too far. Knuckles will quickly send it back the other way on net. Stickleman's going to play that one. Spash will set up the rush once again here with 57 seconds remaining in the man advantage. They get it into the zone. Poked away for a moment. There's a shot. That deflected. Didn't get through. Spash runs down the loose puck. Out to the blue line. Held in for a moment. Knuckles can't clear it. Down into the corner it goes. Battle for it down there. Knuckles sends it ahead. McKinney couldn't corral it. Here's a shot from the blue line. That gets knocked to the corner. Spash controls it off to the blue line again. They walk it in. Shot. That didn't get through. Now the rebound. A pad save made by Corbett on that rebound. Spash controlling it again, though. 22 seconds remaining on the man advantage. They get it out to the point again. Held in. Poke checked away, though, by Gabe McGinnity, and he's able to clear it. McGinnity's got the puck at center ice. Sends it in before he gets knocked down. Lumberjacks get a change here. Puck loose at center ice. And the penalty's over. He's back to full strength. Cravens grabs it and will skate it back into his own zone with 2:50 to play. Cravens has got some space, sends a long pass ahead, it's too hard. In fact, get a stick on that, apparently he did. It slides behind the point net. There's a shot thrown in, it goes wide by Feck, didn't get a lot of that one. Puck slides behind the Spash net once again. He'll send the pass ahead. Here they come, they've got a 2-on-1. They've got a 3-on-1, drop pass to the slot. Now, Corbett dives in and makes a save on that as they tried to find the man on the back door. Once again, good puck movement by Stevens Point. Corbett that time was able to dive out and get a piece of it. 2:12 to play in the game. Puck sent into the zone by the Lumberjacks. They needed to tag up, though. Smash wants to break it out. Held in, though, by Trevor Holcomb. Now it's Cravens. Fights through a check. Got the pass ahead. They couldn't get a shot away. Now there's a shot. And that went just wide. Off the stick of Feck. That was one of the better opportunities he's had tonight. They haven't had a lot of them. Here comes Spash back the other way, showing the speed. Jared Hussey gets the puck knocked away. Now out to the point. Held in there. Sent back down to the corner. Centering pass. That's blocked by Knuckles. He sends the pass ahead. Cravens can't handle it. Held in. Shot goes in. That's blocked by the skate of Knuckles. Once again, Spash holds his own for a moment. Now Feck picks up a loose puck. Tries to send it the length of the ice, and it goes off the Spash player. Grabbed by Holcomb. He gets it out. Andrew Bailey knocks it in for a moment. Now here comes Stevens Point back the other way. A minute 12 to play. There's a shot. Corbett to save the rebound. Knocked behind the net. Puck comes to the corner. Spash gets it down. There's a shot back, backhander that gets pinned against the side of the net by Corbett right at the post. That was close. And we'll get a face-off as the clock continues to move. All Stevens Point here tonight. They're going to win this game 9-0 unless they score another goal here in the final 30 seconds, which is possible. They get it out to the blue line, back to the corner by Knuckles. And it's out of the zone. All the way to the other end. They're gonna call icing. Now they're gonna wave it off, let it go. Schumacher throws it at the net from a tough angle. Stickleman makes a glove save to get a whistle, and that should do it. They will let the clock run out here, and it's gonna be a 9-0 loss tonight for Wausau East. As Spash will get the victory. We'll take a timeout, come back, and Retail Borough is scoring for this one. After this, you're listening to Lumberjack Hockey, Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9. Tom King back here at KB World Arena, where it was all Stevens Point tonight. They went at 9-0 over the Lumberjacks. Two goals in the first period, including a power play goal, gave Spash the early lead. The power play goal scored by Jacob Dufresne. Five goals in the second period blew this one open. And then two more goals in the third, including a shorthanded goal scored by Austin Haas. Two goals on the night for Kobe Killer for Stevens Point. And it was also, he also had an assist on the night as well. So overall, a very successful evening for Stevens Point. They kept the offensive pressure on East all night. And finally broke it open in the second period. And after that, there was no turning back. And the Lumberjacks did get a few offensive chances, but not nearly enough. Saves in the game for Corbett in the third period, 6 for a game total of 32. And for Siklovan in the third period, 4 for a game total of 12. East was outshot tonight by a total of 41-12. With the loss, the Lumberjacks dropped to 5-5-1 on the season. And with the win, Stevens Point goes to 6-5-1. They've got a big matchup with Wausau West coming up on Tuesday down here at KB Willett. The Lumberjacks back at it Saturday night in the Nakwa taking out Lakeland. We'll have that game live for you right here. Triple header basketball tomorrow night. Everest and West and girls and boys hoops to start. That'll be followed by the East boys against Merrill. And then another hockey game Monday night as well. A makeup game for Lumberjacks. They take on Wisconsin Rapids at Marathon Park. We'll have that game for you right here as well. So, not good news tonight. East played point to a 1-1 tie back on December 10th. But tonight it was all Splash Panthers. They win it by a score of 9-0. Thanks to Spencer, our engineer. Thanks to all of our sponsors once again. Thank you for listening. Once again, this is Tom King, and you've been listening to Wausau East Lumberjack Hockey on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390 and FM 93.9.